Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. My name is Bacardi. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yeah, and a little bit of information because I'm seeing so much confusion out here.
Okay, very quick question. A testing site to get tested for COVID?
No, it's about who qualifies to get the vaccine.
Vaccine. This is not a vaccine line, ma'am. It's a testing site line to get tested for COVID.
So you have nobody to call but if you have questions that, I mean.
No, ma'am, I can give you the registration line, this number.
And it's going to be full, and I don't want to register. I just have a real quick question, but.
You can ask. I can see if I can help. I just can't promise I have the information.
I know. You're trying. Well, let me just ask you just in case. Now, here's the deal. I've been into everything you can go into. And I've gone in and I've looked at all the people that can, you know, have the vaccine at the different times. I understand we're under 1C now, which is people that are 65 and older, and then all those other groups that are under that. On the Department of Health's website, it shows that if you have, certain medical problems, that even if you're not don't fall into the age group, that you're qualified. And COPD is one of them that specifically is talked about in there. I mean, it's in writing. But then when you go to call, like CVS that's taking appointments right now, and you try to get an appointment, if you're not 65, but you have COPD and you have all the doctors, you know, I've got plenty of doctor records to cover, show all this. They're talking like they're not giving it to, you can't get it there, and you just need to call somebody else. So what is the deal? This is the most confusing stuff I have ever seen. Main thing is the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. But why would somebody that is giving the vaccine not follow the state guidelines?
I'm thinking I don't know if this is correct because, like I said, I don't really have information on that. But I'm thinking they're doing the age bracket first, I'm assuming, and then going back. Also, I've heard that it may be because they're not doing first dosages at the moment.
No, well, right now CVS has got the Johnson & Johnson. It's just the one. So, but the problem is when you look at this, I printed all the stuff off from the state. It says person 65 to 74, to 74, and then persons age 16 to 64 with high-risk medical conditions. And then it refers you to the footnote, and under the footnote, it specifically says COPD. So, and nobody can seem to tell you anything. The people that are giving the shot, that are responsible for giving the vaccine, they don't know. And then when you check with the state, well, you go in and make sure that you're eligible. Well, according to this, you're eligible. It looks like that people are doing things the way they want to do it. And it's not clear under the state. I'm looking under 1C, which is what we're under right now.
I thought we were still under 1B.
No, because persons 65 to 74 are under 1C. And if you're 65, you can get the vaccine. Because I know people, that's what they ask you. If you go in online, if all you do is put in, because like with my husband, if I went in and put, he doesn't have anything, but he's 66. So I could put him in, but I'm not. I'm 64, so it wanted to know, did I have any other, any other reasons, like I was a teacher or something, but it wouldn't let you tell that you had COPD. And then when I called the pharmacist organization, it was CVS, when I called, they just said they wasn't included. I said, well, how can you not include it when the state says that you're included? And I'm talking to somebody that doesn't know the answer to that, and I can't fuss at them because they don't know.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I thought the state would be able to tell us something. I mean, here, I don't know if you know anything about COPD, and you can't help it one way or the other either, people with COPD, you can't sit around in a mask all the time. You can't breathe. And you can't get out. But a 19-year-old that works in a grocery store that's completely healthy can go online on these places and go in and get this vaccine when I can't get it. Now, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I really don't have any information on that at all.
Well, you give me, let me get a pen real quick and let you give me the other phone number. And I understand, and I just hope maybe sometimes when I explain things to people, somebody hears and does something. But I'm going to tell you just about like I told the guy at CVS, and he doesn't have anything to do with it. I just told him to please, if he can pass it back up to the higher-ups, nobody cares. Nobody really doesn't care. That's the whole thing. I don't care if it's the health department, the CVS, or the doctor's office. Nobody, I don't think anybody really cares. So there you go. But what is the phone number you can give me? I appreciate it.
It's going to be 855.
All right.
566.
Uh-huh.
5333.
Mm-hmm. And that is what now? So I can write down what the number
is. It's the vaccination registration line.
Oh, okay. That might work. I appreciate it. I appreciate your help, and I appreciate you at least listening to my fussing.
No
but
problem.
I don't have anybody, but sometimes you just have to get it out because you don't have anybody else to tell it to.
I understand that. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health. You enjoy your day, ma'am.
All right. Bye.
Bye.